Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, everyone. This is Pam from One Designer, Two Ideas. It seems like we have a few technical difficulties today, but we won't let that stop us. We'll continue on. As I said, this is Pam from One Designer, Two Ideas. We come to you each Monday. Well, I'm sure it's not 1 o'clock now, but we've been trying to bring this show to you since 1 o'clock this afternoon through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with talented hosts that present shows that touch on a number of subjects. Page through the programming page to find a topic that interests you. Just a show change note, friends. Beginning next Tuesday, this show's broadcast time will change to 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. Monday will remain our show day, but the time will change to 3 p.m. It would only be on Tuesday, which is September 8th, because of the holiday next week, which is Labor Day. Yay! And you know, this is it. This is the last summer holiday for for 2015. But was always next summer. So let's get on with our show. Today's show is about creating an office out of what? Because many of us work from home sometimes. Or, you know, are working from home full-time, many of us in a search for office space. When you watch HGTV House Hunters, it seems everyone wants a designated office space. Me? Well, all I need is a designated sewing studio. Somewhere where the sewing machine does not have to be taken down and put up and taken back down. Many of us would love to have that space where we can do work at home and close the door when done, but space is, well, it is what it is, and as a result of the hand we're dealt, we just deal with what we have, and we carve out an office from what is presented to us. Even though sleep therapists recommend that the bedroom is only for two things, we have to make the best of our space, and we have to do what we have to have an office in the bedroom. Well, we just have, but creative thinking and great use of furniture finds may give us a few more options. So let's talk about that. Everything depends on our needs and the importance of the office space we are trying to create. What type of office worker are you? Asked Gail Steeves in her book, Right Size in Our Lives. She says that we can be the telecommunicator home office worker where we need a space, but not every day. Or we can be the self-employed home worker where we need the space every day so we create and design and make our businesses work. We could be the head of household in charge of all things home and family. You know, that type of home office worker where we need a designated, you know, space to pay the bills, leave the checkbook and stamps and envelopes and stationery to return correspondence. My mom used the kitchen table for that. All of her head of household options stayed in a basket that came out when needed. She waited until either we got done with dinner or she sat down just before we ate dinner and the basket containing everything she needed came out. there she was paying all the bills and using all her stamps but it was right there where she needed it, and that was good, you know, that was good for her. But if you are self-employed, a basket may not work, so you may be in the hunt for more office space. Carving out a space may be as easy as 1, 2, 3, or maybe not, but let's give it some thought. If you have a room and you can designate it as an office, you know, that's great. But you do not need a room to have an office space. So for those of us who do not have an extra room for an office, we use a pumpkin carving knife, so to speak, to create an office corner, a space, a counter, a closet, or whatever. You know, just wherever we can find a space to sit, we can sit and organize ourselves. So ask yourself these questions. Number one, what type of home office worker are you? Will the office be used every day or part-time? Will you be sharing the space with homework detail? You know, the kids come in and they need a space because we really want them to do their homework and we really want them to have a quiet space. Number four, are you inspired by natural light? Number five, do you need a desk or a comfortable chair? Number six, do you need office machinery, you know, like a fax machine? Number seven, do you need to totally disconnect at the end of the day? Well, these are questions that you might want to ask yourself. And, you know, just make sure that you have the answers to these. These are certainly great questions to start off with, but not all that need to be asked. So, one thing I think, no matter where the office is and how often it's used, it should be stocked with all the supplies that we need. My mom's kitchen table basket was filled. She hated not having stamps. If she did not have stamps, then we heard about it because we were the ones that moved it. Or so she said. That white basket had envelopes, three sizes, legal letter and mailing, stamps, of course, because usually it was a roll of stamps, ink pens, pencils, and a bottle of Whiteout. Yes, that's dating it, isn't it? Because my mom is from an age where Whiteout was used, a calculator, the bills, of course, stationery, and index cards. You must remember my mom's basket was pre-sticky note. And I thought about it the other day when I was doing the research for this show. I really do not think my mom would even have, I don't think she would even be using sticky notes. But at any rate, she wouldn't have it. So your office space or office should have everything that you need to be successful while in there. Looking for an eraser or an envelope or even a stamp prolongs the task that you're doing in there, in the office, in the space, in the area. And no one has time for that. So where will you sit to work and in what? Carving out a space could be an unused closet, underused closet. If tight spaces will work for you, by all means try that. By removing the clothes rack at the top, adding a desk, and a comfortable chair with or without wheels, a small area rug to kind of designate the area, a creative filing system using the walls of the closet. The closet can work as an office. Some closets, though, and note this, do not have electrical outlets inside them, so you may have to use extension cords to use the items that require electricity. Be mindful of that, as you would want not to roll your chair over the cords or have someone trip over them. You know, if somebody was going to trip, it probably would be me. Extension cords look so different today than they did back in the day, and camouflage themselves. Their designs camouflage themselves. You wouldn't even know that bungee cord is really an extension cord or phone charger. I was very surprised. I went to Bed Bath & Beyond this weekend, and they continue to amaze me. You may be able, if you keep the door, to disconnect at night. You can close the door. You know, you can end your workday like you would if you were at work. You would end your, you know, you leave your office, you leave work at the office, and you come home, and home is home. If you need to do that with your home office, you can do that. If you keep the door, just close it and you know, be done. You could be done with it. Creating an office from a closet is not for everyone, though, you know. It would not be for me because I do not like enclosed areas. If you have issues with enclosed spaces, maybe this is not an option for you. Just a thought. In your office, If your office is at the end of the counter in a kitchen, use cute office items that can work as part of the kitchen. Hanging files can be shared, although I recommend labeling them and keeping work files and kitchen files separate but equal. I like to make the elephant in the room welcome. After all, this office is in the kitchen. We can't act like the office, the kitchen does not exist, so we have to invite it to be part of our office. Creatively join the two. If you have bar stools, get a different one for the office at the end of the counter. These are just, you know, these are really just suggestions, and I hope they work for you. Get a cart with wheels that houses your supplies and push it in. You know, when you're done at the end of the day, push it into the pantry or another room when not in use. Set up and hang up in and out box. And the only reason I say that is because something may come in. You know, something may come in, and you will not have anywhere to put that something that just came in. So it's going to lay on the counter, or it's going to lay on the stove, or it's I hope it wouldn't lay on the stove. I'll take that back. It's going to lay somewhere that it shouldn't be, and you may not remember. If there is an in and out box in the kitchen that you've, in that little corner that you've now created to be, you know, an office, you could put it there, and then when you remember tomorrow, you could join it with every file. It has to be joined with, you know, that has to do with your with the file for the project that you're working on. So I think that's a good idea. And use the walls in the space to add needed items and make lighting. And I am learning as I get older. If you're using the space behind the stairs, these are just options that you have that are outside the kitchen, outside the closet. But if you are using space behind the stairs, say a walkway with a cove, an area outside of a room that is big enough for a desk, table and chair, or even an office armoire. I'm telling you. Armoires, be creative with that. Armoires are so yesterday, some seem to think, and can be everything you need in all in one piece, but not everybody shares that. So and best of all, you can close the armoire if you want to disconnect for the day. I love that. Disconnect for the day. In an article I read about them, the author said today's version of armoires incorporate enough space for a desk, top computer, monitor, and all, as well as a pull-out tray for the keyboard. There is sufficient room for files and even the printer in them. Wow, I'm telling you. Best thing is that when not in use, you can close the doors, disconnect from work, from your home office, and the office becomes a piece in your design scheme for the room. I love that. I really do. So how shall we do this? Shop smart. Know what you need. Ever you need to work efficiently. Add color. Add art. Add your most inspired saying. You know, make it a decal and add it. It's going to increase your work flow and how you feel and how good you feel when you're in there. Hey, do it. I recommend that. Blend the space in with whatever is around it. You know, we in another show, I think we talked about the elephant in the room. We have to realize that, if it doesn't have a designated room, then we cannot ignore what's around it. So we need to include that. I think that's a very good. I love that. I'm glad I came up with that. If you can set up near electrical outlets, though, I am not a fan of extension cords, and I think that, you know, earlier in this broadcast we talked about that. I am not a fan of extension cords, but I do understand when you have to use them. So I suggest that you be careful. If you need more, you know, outlets than the two, you can get a bar. and you can just make sure that when you use the bar, you know how much should be in it. That's just, I think that's just safe. That's just a safe thing to do. But, you know, but as I said earlier, they are very cute. They are easy to use. Said if you need more outlets, just think about that bar, but be careful and know how much you should, how many plugs or how, you know, you do not want to overload it. One thing that I like to add is not to overwhelm the space. Now, I know I did mention, you know, put this in there, put that in there, but this is a place to work. You may not want to overwhelm it. A lot of people don't work well in clutter. I am one of them. I keep my work area as clean as I can, clutter-free, because clutter interferes with my thought process. Not everybody, you know, not everybody's like that. Some people are fine. But I just think that if this is going to be a work area, that it should be as, you know, as decluttered as it can. Many say, and this is another point that I want to make too about home offices, many say I can go to my home office in my PJs. Well, I'm sure there are many that do. I would not. I think the mind has to separate itself from home, even when they're at home. Dress does affect attitude. Think about casual day when you were in corporate America and you had casual day and you went to casual day and you just felt so relaxed and just, you know, you might not have gotten as much done on casual day as you might have gotten on a regular day. So just be mindful of that. I suggest your mind relaxes so much when you are casually dressed that it does when you're in the office setting. So I suggest this is no scientific result, not at all. This is Pam's result. And I work better dressed and not, you know, not casually dressed. And be creative with your, you know, with your new office. You know, work your thoughts, write them down, and share with your family. You'd be surprised. Maybe another family member would love to use and have an office space. And, may have some ideas to share with you. So be open and creative. I mentioned about a sewing studio. Oh, yes, I would love to have a sewing studio. But I know what my space is, and I can't put, you know, a sewing studio in my home right now. But let me tell you about this. Let me tell you this. Shopping with my daughter, who was looking for a chair, we went to a secondhand store. While she did not find what she was looking for, I found what I wasn't looking for, a great desk that works well for sewing. The guy even worked in an old bar stool, a lower one, not the ones that are high, but the lower ones. He worked that in for an extra $5 because the desk is really high. So a chair wouldn't have worked. Regular, you know, one of the bar stools that they put at the counter, that wouldn't have worked. He threw in a bar stool, and it has worked ever since, and I love it. Okay, and you know, all this for $25. I still want the studio, but I'm using the desk, and it's working out just fine. Please don't tell the sleep therapist that this is in the corner of my bedroom. This is between us, because, you know, sleep therapists think that nothing else should go on in the bedroom except sleep. Okay. As I said, we do what we do. We do what we have to do, and we have to use the space that we have, that we have. So, and, you know, when I'm in my bedroom and I get stuck on a project, and I do get stuck on projects, and I don't know where I'm going with this stitch and that stitch, I'll just turn around, swivel around on my little bar stool and look out the window and breathe. And then sometimes it comes to me. Sometimes it comes to me and sometimes it don't. But it you You know, I am one determined little bugger. I love presenting the show, and it has been technically, sometimes it has been technically challenging to bring this show to you, but I'm seriously hoping. I know Thursday, I listened to Thursday's show, and it sounded so much better than usual. I'm determined to continue this because I love this. I love bringing you this information and the research that I do about offices and bedrooms and bathrooms and, you know, suite retreats and all that. That builds on my knowledge, and I'm learning. I'm learning just as I'm trying to find out for you guys. So I was determined to do that. We've tried this 3 times. We've been disconnected 3 times, but 3 times I've reconnected, and I'm hoping that this has been exactly what you have wanted it to be. I will post some of these ideas that I have at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page, and that is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. I will post some of this information to you, especially about the armoires, and also, you know, about shopping at secondhand stores. You know, there are some things that I wouldn't get, but there are some things that I would. I got my desk there, and it's working really well. And my little short bar stool, and it's working really well. You know, I hope this information has been helpful. One more thing, home offices have no required size. It is whatever you create in the space that you have. We make what we make with what we have, and I think that's a very good, you know, note to end the show on. I've enjoyed the show as I do every time I present it. Be sure to tune in on next Tuesday when we talk about kids' worlds, and you know, because it's all, we're going to talk about theming out their area. It had been requested. Someone had asked me about this question, and I thought it'd be good to answer it on air, because they may not be the only ones with this question. We were talking about theming out our kids' bedrooms and what it takes, what it costs. You know, you got to follow your budget. You got to, you know, we want to give them what we can give them, but certainly, you know, we can't break the bank. So, as I said, this is actually a requested show, and I hope it helps everyone listening. That show will be presented next Tuesday at 3 p.m. It will be our first 3 p.m. show, and from there on, every Monday at 3 p.m., the show will be, a full-length show will be produced. Okay, I decided also, I want to tell you, to keep my upbeat music, because I love that music, and it is so appropriately titled, Accidents Will Happen. That's what it happens. Listen, you guys have a great evening. I hope that the show was helpful to you. Visit me on the Facebook page if you have any questions. And make sure if you can. Oh, don't forget now, we'll be back on Thursday with our decor short and preview show that at 10 p.m. You guys have a great evening. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Thank you for joining me, and enjoy the rest of your day.